This recording, Finland 4, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal would be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped off her with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harris, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in a little town called Kotka. It's near the Russian border, and it's a harbour town. It's one of Finland's biggest, most important harbour towns. My mother was Finnish, my father was Swedish. I spent most of my upbringing, well, maybe about 2 years in that town. Then we moved near Helsinki, and I started school in a Swedish school. I was 8 years old, and we stayed near Helsinki for about 5 years. Then we moved again a bit north of Helsinki, and there I did most of my schooling in a Swedish school. I have one brother. After school I met Laurie, and came over to England. We stayed here about 3 years. And then we went back to Finland, had our children. And now the children are grown up. And now I'm free to study myself for a change again. But the English language, well, maybe my English language has been modified greatly because I have Swedish and Finnish. And I've had 30 years of practice, so maybe I've lost a lot of it, of the accent that normally you would have. I've actually deliberately tried to lose it. I don't know how I managed, if it's gone or not, but I think that I haven't got a very clear Finnish accent anymore, or a very clear Swedish one. Well, if I say it first, well, here's a story for you. That I would say in Finnish, "No niin, tässä on sinulle pieni tarina." And if I say in Swedish, it would be like, "Jag ska berätta åt dig en liten historia." which isn't a clear translation, but that's how I would say it. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse, would be in Finnish. Sarah Perry oli eläinlääketieteen nurse, veterinary nurse. I really don't know what I would nurse. And in Swedish it would be Sarah Perry var en veterinärisk hoitaja in Finnish.